money was allocated actually in 2015 by the then Minister John O'Sullivan. 10 million was allocated for this particular project, and it seems to take forever to get machinery on the ground. So at this stage, it's getting very, very, very frustrating for everybody. So the Mobile Community College Action Group have requested a meeting tonight with a number of public representatives and other people as well. And this meeting is at 7:30 this evening, which I welcome very, very much.
What do you hope will come from that meeting? Because it's almost inevitable, given the week that's in it, that this meeting is going to turn into an election meeting. And is that really what the campaign needs at this point in time?
Well, I mean, people want answers. And we had a meeting there ourselves, the Board of Management, with the Chief Executive of the ETB there and a couple of our team there last Friday evening. It was a difficult meeting, very, very positive meeting. And there was a lot of frustration at that meeting because of the length of time it was taken to get this work actually moving along. I know then after they had met with ourselves, they were meeting up with the teachers in relation to the prefabs at the school as well. I'm not just sure how that particular meeting went because, as I say, I wasn't at that one, but I'll know more tonight. But I think it is important. It is important, this meeting tonight, for parents as well, to see precisely where we are and where this is going. There's a deadline put on this extension of 2021. And what people really want to see at this stage, there's been so much talking going on, and this is happening and this is happening. What people really want to see at this stage, if I'm being perfectly frank with you, people want to see the machinery on the ground. Now, I alluded to the extension being 5,000 square metres. I've been told by the people who looks after the building program with the ETB that takes 14 months. So we actually need machinery on site at the beginning of next year. I, from my own perspective, I feel I've worked very, very hard on this. I managed to encourage at that particular time John O'Sullivan, who was the then Minister for Education, to forward 10 million for the school. And, you know, that money's still sitting there, and that was confirmed again at our meeting on Friday as well by the Chief Executive, that 10 million is ring-fenced. For that particular project, and we need to, as I say, start spending that 10 million now positively and get the school built by 2021.
Will there be somebody at the meeting tonight who'll be able to give a definitive answer as to what the delay is? Because it seems the ETB want to see the work progress, the community want to see the work progress, yeah. You, other councillors, other candidates want to see the work progress. Yeah. Who's going to be at the meeting that can actually give the answers that are needed?
Well, actually, I'm not at that. I didn't call the meeting, so I don't know exactly who's going to be at the meeting. I've just been asked to be there at that meeting, and I will take whatever information I have there. And what we need, really, if I'm being perfectly frank about this, is the department now, at the end of the day, have to move on this very, very quickly. I don't wish to be disrespectful, but I then challenged the Minister of Education, John O'Sullivan, to get this money for the school in the Ville. I'm very passionate about this, about this school, and this good school needs to be built, this extension needs to be built. The new Minister, Joe McHugh, is carrying that mantle now, and he has got to give us positive information and give us assurance that by 2021, students will be moving into this 5,000 square metre extension at Mobile School. This is what we want to hear. We don't want any more negativity. We don't want negativity. We want people now, we want people who've got the power, who've got the responsibility. And I talk about Joe McHugh. I'm also talking about Charlie McConlogue. I'm also talking about Paddy McLaughlin. They're Rockta's members. They're people representing this part of this constituency. I want them to putting their shoulder behind the wheel and getting this project up and running and have it open for 2021. That's what I want. And that's what the people of this area want.